Then, with the wisp, he rubbed all over the jamb of the door, above, below, and at each side, and round the fireplace in the same way. It all seemed grotesque to me, and presently I said, "Well, Professor, I know you always have a reason for what you do, but this certainly puzzles me. It's well we have no skeptic here, or he would say that you were working some spell to keep out an evil spirit." "Perhaps I am," he answered quietly, as he began to make the wreath which Lucy was to wear round her neck. We then waited whilst Lucy made her toilet for the night, and when she was in bed, he came and himself fixed the wreath of garlic round her neck. The last words he said to her were, "Take care you do not disturb it, and even if the room feel close, do not to-night open the window or the door."
"I promise," said Lucy, "and thank you both a thousand times for all your kindness to me. Oh, what have I done to be blessed with such friends?"
As we left the house in my fly, which was waiting, Van Helsing said, "Tonight I can sleep in peace, and sleep I want. Two nights of travel, much reading in the day between, and much anxiety on the day to follow, and a night to sit up without to wink. Tomorrow in the morning early you call me, and we come together to see our pretty miss, so much more strong for my spell, which I have work." He seemed so confident that I, remembering my own confidence two nights before, and with the baneful result, felt awe and vague terror. It must have been my weakness that made me hesitate to tell it to my friend, but I felt it all the more like unshed tears.
Chapter 11. Lucy Westenra's Diary. 12th of September. How good they all are to me! I quite love that dear Dr. Van Helsing. I wonder why he was so anxious about these flowers. He positively frightened me, he was so fierce. And yet he must have been right, for I feel comfort from them already. Somehow I do not dread being alone tonight, and I can go to sleep without fear. I shall not mind any flapping outside the window. Oh, the terrible struggle that I have had against sleep so often of late! The pain of the sleeplessness, or the pain of the fear of sleep, with such unknown horror as it has for me! How blessed are some people, whose lives have no fears, no dreads, to whom sleep is a blessing that comes nightly, and brings nothing but sweet dreams! Well, here I am tonight, hoping for sleep, and lying like Ophelia in the play, with virgin crants and maiden struments. I never liked garlic before, but tonight it is delightful. There's peace in its smell. I feel sleep coming already. Good night, everybody.
Dr. Seward's Diary, 13th of September. Called at the Berkeley and found Van Helsing, as usual, up to time. The carriage ordered from the hotel was waiting. The professor took his bag, which he always brings with him now. Let all be put down exactly. Van Helsing and I arrived at Hillingham at 8 o'clock. It was a lovely morning. The bright sunshine and all the fresh feeling of early autumn seemed like the completion of nature's annual work. The leaves were turning to all kinds of beautiful colours, but had not yet begun to drop from the trees. When we entered, we met Mrs. Westenra coming out of the morning-room. She is always an early riser. She greeted us warmly and said, "You'll be glad to know that Lucy is better. The dear child is still asleep. I looked into her room and saw her, but did not go in lest I should disturb her." The professor smiled and looked quite jubilant. He rubbed his hands together and said, "Aha! I thought I had diagnosed the case. My treatment is working." To which she answered, "You mustn't take all the credit to yourself, doctor. Lucy's state this morning is due in part to me."
"How do you mean, ma'am?" asked the professor.